Welcome to the DSS podcast series. With HIMSS 20 coming up around the corner, DSS is focusing on launching the electronic health revolution at the conference, with its Juno EHR solution being the cornerstone for this effort. Today we're speaking with Christopher Cunney, Chief of Strategy and Business Development at DSS, and Danielle Ciari, a nursing informatics specialist. Both executives are thought leaders in the HIT arena, with Christopher being a HIMSS 20 changemaker and Danielle being a top 50 in global health technology influencer, speaker, moderator, and social media ambassador. And Christopher and Danielle, how are you both doing today?
Wonderful.
Doing great.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks for joining. And let's start at the top with Christopher. We certainly know you started at DSS in late 2019. I think this is our first official podcast with you, and would love to hear more about your background.
Sure. Yeah, I'm excited to be a part of the DSS family, and I'm excited to help to launch this EHR revolution as well, too. Just a little bit of my background. I've been in the technology industry literally over 30 years. About two-thirds of that has been focused on the healthcare IT arena. Having worked in the provider setting as a CIO, IT strategist, and now helping to lead the EHR revolution with DSS. I'm excited to be a part of it as I've seen, you know, all the challenges that exist both on the provider side and the technologies that are currently evolving in this space. You know, DSS is really well positioned to make a mark in this arena and help to drive the industry forward. So again, very excited to be a part of what we're doing here, and I look forward to continuing the conversation today.
That's great. Thanks, Christopher. Appreciate that rundown on your background and perfect segue. So my next question is really all about Juno EHR. Again, that's going to be really a big cornerstone effort for DSS at HIMSS. And tell us about how Juno EHR is kind of driving this change and evolution in the industry.
Well, it's interesting. If you look at all the most recent industry analysis around the current state of EHRs, many of them are not performing as desired for clinicians and for healthcare IT leaders, for healthcare in general. I mean, when we look at the evolution of these technologies, we're really in kind of the first or second generation of EHRs, and they were initially designed primarily to assist in capturing revenue for healthcare organizations and did very little to support clinicians in enhancing their delivery of care. And so fast forward to 2020, clinicians are now revolting and saying, you know, these solutions not only are not delivering on the promise, but also are impacting our ability to provide quality care. And so DSS, with its 25 plus years of experience in working with a wide variety of providers, most notably the VA being one of the largest healthcare organizations in the world, we developed a whole host of technologies that are making positive impacts within our provider space. And so we've taken the bold step to take the best of those solutions and commercialize them into a next generation electronic health record system. We believe that the architecture and design that we've built will address some of those gaps, many of those gaps that clinicians have expressed with the current generation of EHRs. One of the first things we did when we embarked on this journey was to go out and hire clinicians. So doctors, pharmacists, nurses, you know, healthcare professionals who worked in the industry to help us design the technology. So we like to say it's designed by clinicians for clinicians. And with that mindset, we've taken a very conscious effort to make sure that we've created a solution that optimizes their workflow, provides information that is actionable and useful for them to make smart decisions about the delivery of care, but also ensure that the technology meets all compliance standards and ultimately helps to improve operation efficiencies within the healthcare setting.
That's excellent. That's excellent. It certainly sounds like Juno EHR is really addressing some of those major issues, like you mentioned, with clinician burnout. And there's no shortage of new studies that come out that point to how many EHR solutions out there really are not helping. In fact, they're hindering and creating burnout. So it seems like Juno EHR is really addressing that head on. Now, in terms of DSS, you mentioned, 25-year legacy, you know, a company that's very, very, very well steeped in the health IT arena. So what other innovations from a commercial perspective will the company be showcasing at HIMSS 20 outside of Juno EHR?
You know, DSS actually has a rich history of developing technologies, wide variety of technologies and providing services within the healthcare space. Again, I mentioned one of our largest clients is the VA, and we literally have, you know, 10 to 15 plus applications in almost every VA hospital across the country. And so, which covers a wide variety of technologies and clinical care solutions. A couple of things that we will be highlighting at the conference will be RX Tracker technology, which is our e-prescribing and controlled substance management technology, RadWise product, which provides really solid business intelligence around radiology imaging and helping clinicians to make smarter decisions around the information that's coming through those technologies. Our ED product is one that we also will be showcasing at the conference, which is a modular standalone solution that supports emergency departments and urgent care facilities. And then we will also have partners that will be showcased within our booth that are providing emerging technologies such as remote patient monitoring technologies, virtual assistant technologies that integrate into our Juno platform and helps to extend the value proposition and reach of our solution within the market. And then obviously we will be showcasing components of the Juno EHR platform as well, and you know, showing how it really is a leap forward in the use of electronic health record technologies.
That's great. Certainly going to be an action-packed and busy HIMSS for DSS with that wide range of solutions that you mentioned there today. And now let's shift over. It's really exciting to have really two HIT thought leaders on this podcast today. And Danielle is our special guest. Danielle, tell us a little bit more about your background.
Sure. I've been a nurse for many years. I started as a transplant nurse. I became a level one trauma nurse, a case manager. So I kind of understand how insurance works and ties everything in. And I brought up in Silicon Valley. So I was always used to technology, and it became something that was normal for me. And so I would travel the world to like 35 countries trying to understand how health technology influences our health, you know, whether it's from the clinical perspective, from the patient perspective, you know, how do we take care of ourselves? And in that process, discovering my program, becoming a nurse informatics, and while doing that, I saw that there was a need. I could not find a open source library of current health IT information. So I coded and created my website, illnurse.info, and it kind of took off. And it's been seen in over 100 countries, doing anywhere from sponsored content to original content and just anything I find all over the world. So it's been a very interesting ride, and working with HIMSS, Europe, HIMSS, US, and being an ambassador previously for the last 3 years.
That's great. Well, I'm sure in all of your studies and content you create and all the travels that you do, you probably have seen a lot of the stories out there about clinician burnout and EHRs. And I know you dipped your toe a little bit in Juno EHR and learned some stuff. And from your perspective, what makes Juno EHR special?
I think the thing that really sticks out for me is that what Christopher said is a for us, by us. I think a lot of the burnout started in really evolved, I saw, across the U.S. and even in European countries, was a big part of not having a voice and not having a seat at a table, kind of being dictated to. So that's kind of where the revolt came from. So that kind of became one of my passions, is you can be part of the problem or part of the solution, you know, and I wanted a seat at the table. So I needed to know the language to be able to speak to Christopher or to, you know, speak to any executive to understand, you know, what are their pain points? How do we make this better together? So that's what's unique about the product, is that, you know, clinicians have a voice.
That's great. And for this portion of the podcast right now, I would love to open up the floor to a discussion between the both of you. And I'll just throw out a topic here. We're going to improvise a little bit. Talk about the value of the continuum of care and how Juno EHR helps with that. And maybe we'll go with Christopher. And if you all want to discuss amongst yourselves, that would be awesome.
Sure. You know, I think one of the directions and vision that we have for Juno EHR is that it's not really today, you know, we use the term EHR, but for us, the future is really electronic health platform. You know, we are developing really an open architecture platform that allows a wide variety of constituents to plug into our data repository. And so you know, the EHR will be a subset of a broader set of solutions that will ultimately be able to integrate with our platform. And so today, clinicians will be able to leverage it to help manage patient care. Stakeholders and care providers who have a need to access that information in order to provide better care for their loved ones will be able to have access to information in the future, as well as, you know, other stakeholders who have a need for that information, whether it's, you know, long-term care providers, government agencies, technology companies who can extend the value of a platform. We are very, you know, open and interested in being able to design a solution that is flexible, easy to be able to integrate with, and leverageable for, again, a wide variety of stakeholders. We like to talk about it in terms of kind of being like the Salesforce of healthcare. It's really that open architecture platform that many organizations or entities can tie into that has a need for access to that information in some form or fashion. And that helps to advance the continuum of care.
Excellent. Danielle, any thoughts on that as a trained nurse, this Salesforce for kind of health innovation? Any thoughts there from a ground level perspective?
Absolutely. Two thoughts that always come to mind when I'm thinking about value-based care is one is the patient. Is the patient better from all the data that's being generated? If their cholesterol is high, or their weight, their A1C, are they better? And are the clinicians able to take that data to run a program, to run a query to see, you know, is this health program that I'm running based on this data improving, you know, this population care? So that's when it really comes in so sharp and so significant to me, that clinicians be able to understand the data, to be able to access the data. So by this platform being really modeled from the thought process of clinicians, this to me is a process that gets the value. That's the process of patient potentially having better care. And to me, that's the whole point. Is the patient better from, you know, the inception of the data being produced to the end of, you know, the timeline established to see if the patient's better?
Yeah, and I just wanted to piggyback a little bit on Danielle's comments and say, absolutely, the patient is in the center and the clinician surrounds that patient in helping to facilitate care, both reactively but proactively as well, too. And then when you reach beyond that, there are other stakeholders that, you know, this term, the social determinants of health, you know, there are other stakeholders that may have see value in information that's being retained and housed in this system, to help not only treat the patient, but ensure that the patient continues to live a healthier life as well, too. And so we envision, again, this platform is one, a place where it becomes this repository, a source of data that clinicians take leverage when the patient has a need to have a delivery of care, but also for other stakeholders who are proactively engaged, both the patient and, you know, other stakeholders who are proactively engaged in managing that patient's current conditions, whether it's, you know, tracking information like what's on their Fitbit or passive monitoring technologies, or even, you know, envisioning in the future, you know, what you're eating, your dietary, you know, information and your exercise, you know, status. Those types of things we envision being a part of, you know, this health information platform that everyone can take advantage of to be a part of that, managing that patient's overall health.
Excellent.
A lot of patients are looking for value. A lot of patients advocate and they contact me and they're looking and wanting their data. They want to be a partner in bringing value to themselves. So it's a big change, I would say, really in the last decade, where patients were more passive and now they're actually looking for the value from the service. They're looking actually for the value from the data. They're really looking forward to better care for themselves, becoming patient partners. And to me, that's been, you know, just a huge change in how we take care of each other, our change of philosophy and the change of how we not just manage the day, but how we manage care.
No, absolutely. And I think with the advent of cloud-based technologies and the Internet of Things, which, you know, our platform is being developed on, it gives patients access to this information and clinicians access to this information in a more timely fashion as well, too. And it allows us to extend the reach of that information, again, to a broader set of stakeholders. And so, you know, the current generations of EHRs in some many cases are very closed loop systems that have a limited number of individuals who have access to that information. And our vision is to, you know, to have a platform that not only protects the patient information and ensures that that legal record is continues to stay secured and available for, to those who need to manage it and own it, but also extend the reach of that, you know, key information to others who can benefit from it to assist in not only reactively addressing patient issues, but also proactively addressing them.
Great. I have one more open floor discussion question. I hope you all don't mind. And we'll start with Christopher on this. And your mention of being a cloud-based solution plays in perfectly, because I understand one of the key targets for Juno EHR is rural hospitals. And tell us about this and why that's a key target.
No, absolutely. You know, DSS from its inception has always been a very mission-based entity organization. It was founded by three brothers, and those brothers come with, you know, a perspective that, you know, it's not about just developing technology for technology's sake. It is about, you know, improving the condition of human beings. Our vision for the organization is to improve customer productivity and healthcare delivery by providing innovative, high, efficient, and quality healthcare technologies and services. And we buy into that mission. And so the technologies in and of themselves are not only just designed to provide, you know, technology, but to leverage, you know, innovative platforms and emerging platforms that help to support that mission as well. And so moving towards, you know, cloud-based solutions, Internet of Things, mobile-based technologies like telehealth and mobile health are part of our roadmap. And we want to continue to leverage those AI and blockchain and others. We want to continue to leverage those types of technologies in the advancement of that vision and mission that we have for the organization.
Excellent. Danielle, any additional thoughts?
I think my additional thoughts overall is I really like the way that things are going, that we're really focusing on the end goal of taking care of the patient. Because at any point in time, any of us could be patients. And what any platform needs to do when you're talking with patients, it needs to tell the story. So when the next clinician comes on or the next person comes on, do I have a snapshot of what's going on with the patient? You know, is this process, am I able to do continuous care and have continuity of care for the patient? So I think to me, those are the key points. When people reach out to me and talk to me and, you know, when I'm going different hospitals all over the world, that's what I'm looking for is, does it tell the story of the patient? Does the patient have access to the information? And is this information being able to, the nurses and doctors and pharmacists able to use that information to better care for the patient to give them the value that they need?
Yeah, and I did want to touch a little bit more on the rural health question that you posed, and that is strategically for the organization, we felt like, you know, quite honestly, this was the area that had the largest gap in the need for these technologies. When you look at the types of EHR solutions that are in the market within that space, there's just a tremendous gap in dissatisfaction in the acute care setting. And so we felt like that would be the area that we could very quickly establish ourselves and make the biggest impact. But we're definitely not afraid and have on our roadmap to go after the bigger players as well, too. Again, you know, if you look at what we have done historically, we have serviced the largest healthcare system in the country, being the VA. And so we're very used to working with, you know, enterprise size, mega enterprise size organizations and implementing technologies across their hospital systems. And so that's not a concern for us. But we did feel like this area was one that really needed a solution, a cost-effective solution, one that provided real value to clinicians and users. And ultimately, you know, when you look at the current state of rural health, you know, developing technologies on cloud-based solutions or cloud-based platforms, again, it will allow us to extend the reach a lot further within those rural settings than some of the more traditional EHRs have been able to do.
That's great. You know, it sounded like Danielle back then gave us her kind of parting words. Anything else to add? But I'll throw out our last question to both of you. Anything else to add today? I know we covered off on a lot of stuff. And Danielle, I'll give you first go at your last parting words, if you have anything else.
My parting words is basically what I always think of and what I'm always passionate about is really pushing clinicians to be at the table when technology is being developed. It's the products that you're going to use is what is going to be the book, the chapter for the patient. And this continues with the patient wherever they go. This is their story. So it's really important to understand how to use the data, how to improve patient care by using the data, and to really think forward, I would say is my parting words.
Excellent. Thank you, Danielle. Christopher, any last words?
I would say come join the EHR revolution with us. You know, we are launching our product at HIMSS. We encourage you to come by our booth, which is booth number 5559, and see what we're doing with Juno EHR as well as the other products I mentioned. I think you'll have a great opportunity to meet the clinicians and technologists who are building this solution, and you'll get the sense of the passion and commitment that we have to really help to transform the industry. So we really encourage you to stop by and see what we're doing. And then we are, again, aggressively launching our technology throughout the year. So we'll be at a number of other conferences throughout the year. So if you see the Juno EHR logo on any other conferences outside of HIMSS that you're participating in, again, we encourage you to stop by and speak with us, or just reach out to us if you're just curious to learn more about who we are and what we're doing, how you can be a part of this. We are actively searching for technology partners. And when I say that, I'm talking about really healthcare organizations, technology companies, and other organizations who feel like they can leverage from the use of the Juno platform as a part of their overall mission as well. So we encourage you to reach out to us, whether it's at HIMSS or, you know, beyond HIMSS, about how you can be a part of that and help us design, you know, really the next generation EHRs of the future. We're very open and happy to have those conversations with you as well, and look forward to meeting you down that path. And I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to give us this platform to discuss Juno EHR and what DSS is doing.
What a perfect way to end this DSS podcast interview with Christopher Cunney, Chief of Strategy and Business Development at DSS, and Danielle Ciari, a Nursing Informatics Specialist. And as you heard, both health IT thought leaders were kind enough to share their insights on a wide range of topics when it comes to the electronic health revolution. And once again, be sure to visit the DSS booth at HIMSS 20 at booth 5559. And thank you everybody for your time today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.